Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Last Thursday, Steve, a senior executive client of mine, calls me with a problem. I'm not getting any airtime with my boss, he says. I've got big ideas to share, problems I want to bounce off of her, status updates she needs to hear, I want her input, and often I need approvals before I can go to the next step. I need help. What can I do? I said, stop. Let's back up. It sounds like it's time that you manage your boss. You take control to do with her those things that she should, but isn't, doing with you. Have you ever faced this? Well, here's some ideas I gave Steve, and they can work for you too. First, respect your boss's time. Remember, she's busy. So what's the solution? Meet by appointment only. Don't just pop in the door and ask for, you got a couple seconds. Plan meetings in advance. Schedule appointments. Second, ask to schedule a same time meeting every week or month. This creates regularity and routine and gives you the face time and airtime you need. Get your boss in the habit of meeting with you at a set repetitive day and time. Make these confidential one-on-one conversations and meet out of the office if necessary so you've got a captive audience. And make sure you turn off your cell phones and any other electronic devices so you've got full attention. Third, be clear in where you want to go in the company. What's your upward path? I asked Steve, have you ever told your boss where you want to go? What's your next job that you'd like at the company? His answer, no, he hadn't. But he did have a place in mind he wanted to be. Well, what about you? Have you ever told your boss? Well, tell them, and then tell them you want their support to get there. And then create together a personal development plan that will take you down that path. And then build in milestones that you'll accomplish with due dates for each. And then promise to work diligently at it and do it. Don't miss any deadlines. Fourth, what big initiatives are you working on? Tell your boss what they are, what's the status of each, and what's your go-forward action plan. Keep her in the loop and bring this to every meeting. This makes transparent big projects and next steps that you'll take and helps you get necessary approvals. Fifth, ask for the order. Don't shy away from this. If you want something and don't go for it, you have no one to blame but yourself. You're a salesperson. Be a salesperson. And your boss is your prospect. So be clear in what you want, present it clearly, and close the deal. And then sixth, and this is frankly my personal favorite, beg forgiveness rather than ask permission. Most bosses appreciate this. They want self-starters who get moving. So many times it's better that you just go do it rather than ask permission. And frankly, for me, I would rather be called on the carpet for moving too fast and doing something I shouldn't have done than for waiting around and wasting time. I hope that works for you too. Well, try these six ideas to manage your boss. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.